We had the story earlier today. Jason Kidd, now former Mavericks point guard, currently with the Knicks, got into some trouble early Sunday morning. He was at a charity function, but later in the night was seen in the Hamptons on Long Island being carried out of a club around 1 in the morning. They say that, according to witnesses who told TMZ, Kidd appeared incredibly drunk, so much so that at one point he tried to hang from a club light and he broke it. Then Kidd got into his car, he crashed his SUV, ran it into a pole, and then it careened out of control into the woods. He's okay, nobody else was hurt, but he's facing DWI charges. And joining us now on the ticket hotline to discuss these charges and this incident is the Knicks point guard, Jason Kidd. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Well, first of all, are you okay?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm kind of surprised that so many people are picking up this story in the news press.
Why?
Well, I don't know, but I guess, you know, kind of like my basketball game, I really can't drive anymore.
Well, it sounds like...
I think people are making way too big a deal out of this. This is only the third car that I've rolled this year.
Well, that's a lot. And, yeah, you're a big NBA star. That's why people are making a big deal about it. And it sounds like you really painted the town.
Well, I didn't paint the town. I didn't know anybody else that was painting the town. I think it would take too long to paint the town because New York is a big town, and I don't have time to go to the store and buy all the paint. And I could probably paint about two houses in the town.
It's just, okay. Jason, it was just a saying.
It's a figure of speech.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Forget about it.
I have a question for you guys.
Oh, sure.
Don't I get some credit for waiting for the cops?
I guess so. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's better than that incident that happened here 20 years ago.
Well, I waited for the cops. Of course, it's mainly because I couldn't cut myself out of my seatbelt. So I just hung upside down in my SUV in the woods listening to One Direction.
So you were trapped. That's why you waited.
And then by the time the cops got there, I had sobered up, so I agreed to do the field sobriety test, mm-hmm. thinking that I could walk a straight line, and so I just learned my ABCs, so they were fresh in my mind. So I thought I could do whatever test that they threw at me, but lo and behold, they threw me for a loop and asked me to do the one thing that is impossible.
What's that?
To hit a 13-footer?
Yeah, very oddly, you have no mid-range game whatsoever.
Well, I had gone out to a club because I was celebrating the fact that I finally learned how to read. And I had just finished reading Cat in the Hat for my friends. Uh-huh. And we were playing a drinking game, and every time I was able to successfully sound out a word, we took a shot.
Gosh.
So by the time we got to the part where the cat had the fish on top of a rake as he balanced on a ball, I was pretty drunk. And I tried to swing from the light fixtures at the club.
Right.
But they were flush-mounted sconces. So I fell and I broke my ass butt.
What a rough night for you.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And then I danced like a girl all over the dance floor.
Like a girl?
While spitting up what looked like vodka-laced vegetable soup.
Gross.
And one time I was on the dance floor doing David Lee Roth-like toe touches. And I threw up so hard that my leg shot off and went through opposite walls.
Well, you shouldn't have been driving Jason.
Hey, I'm glad you're okay and glad everyone else is okay, too.
I was partying and no one got hurt. And it was, we shouldn't forget that the event that I was going to was a charity event. So it was for a good cause.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And there were lots of other celebrities there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, for a while I was dancing with George Lucas.
With him?
We saw your picture with him, yeah.
And shortly after that, I climbed on top of George's shoulders, and we had a chicken fight with Kristen Bell and Jar Jar Binks.
That sounds like an awesome party.
Well, I had a lot to drink at that point.
And
then I got really emotional and sad about having green eyes and chalky skin.
Really?
And so I threw a couch through a plate glass window at the club.
Well, that's terrible that you're tearing up the place.
Hey, you want to hear something?
Sure.
Have no fear, said the cat. I will not let you fall, said the cat in the hat. I will hold you up high as I stand on a ball. All right, take a shot now.
Okay, we're not going to take a shot.
We're working. We can't play that game.
9 o'clock yet, yeah.
That was very good, though, Jason.
That's good.
Yeah, thank you, man. I've really been working on it.
All right, Jason. Well, good luck to you. We're sorry to hear about your mishap, and we hope things get cleared up for you soon.
Well, thank you for hearing me out and hearing my side of the story.
Yes. Thank you all for telling that story. We'll see you. There he is.